Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
I am doing great, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm pretty excited about today's show, you know. But before we introduce our very special guest, you know, the pandemic has changed everything. You know, the new normal. Okay, I don't have to tell you how it's impacted businesses on supply line chains and, you know, getting labor and that kind of thing. But what industry has been impacted by the pandemic more than any other industry?
The way you eat.
You're right. The restaurant industry. It's been it's amazing. They've really had a tough time, and many of the restaurants have fallen. They went out of business. And only the strong survive. Those who adapt and, you know, bobbed and weaved and found a way to survive are surviving. But everything has changed. So, you know, one thing we want to do, we want to bring somebody in here that's experienced that firsthand, who has several restaurants, several kind of restaurants, somebody who's proven, who's really a leader in the restaurant industry here in Metro Atlanta. So we have a guest here today. As you know, we've had him in on the All Four Seasons Home Show before. And we want to welcome back Mr. Gus Sellius of the Marietta Family Restaurant Group. Gus, welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, you had a dream bringing the wonderful diner from the Northeast with a warm family atmosphere, delicious food with large portions at reasonable prices to the South. Tell us how all this came about.
Well, my dad was in the diner business as well as like my uncles and my cousins, and they're all up in the Northeast. And a diner, a 24-hour diner in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania is very common. So when I came to visit Atlanta back in 1994, I was really shocked that there wasn't a 24-hour diner. So I figured I'll be the pioneer.
And you certainly have.
The Marietta Diner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marietta Diner, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah. Real quick, for those of you who may not know Gus, although he, you know, he's been on national TV cooking shows, he's been on several shows on the news, everybody knows his restaurants, but for those of you who it may not ring a bell, even though it may sound familiar, name all your restaurants.
Marietta Diner, Pasta Bella, Casa Grande, Cherokee Cattle Company, Euro Village, Marietta Fish Market.
And you also have the catering company.
And Marietta Family Restaurants Catering.
Absolutely. So many people probably wonder when you sleep, Gus. But anyway.
We don't sleep. We take naps.
You know, the restaurant business has the highest mortality rate of any other industry yet. The Sellius family, under your leadership, has made it look easy. What's your secret formula?
There's no one secret formula, Jim, to running a restaurant. It's so many moving parts, service, the food. I mean, even if the dishwasher, for example, is running behind, that'll affect your meal coming out. Mm-hmm. The ambiance, you're only as good as your last meal. So it's not, There's no secret formula. It's just every day the grind, you know. Just make sure that you stay on top of things as best you can. And everybody in your team puts the same passion and love and effort that I put in. And I think at the end, you get the results.
Well, doing that is not easy. There are a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, Gus, one thing we talk about, it seems like every week with whoever we bring on here, we got supply chain issues, we have increased prices. I would assume that's the same for you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We're definitely living in historical, challenging times, but nothing that we can't overcome as long as we're healthy. But it's definitely been interesting. You know, you go from... A year and a half ago, where the companies are begging you to buy product because they have it sitting on the shelf, to us begging companies to sell us product. I mean, I've been in business 27 years. I've never had to, beg a company to sell me product or, you know, limit the amount that we buy from each one. Either way, at the end of the day, we make it happen. But it's definitely interesting times, for sure.
Have you had to go to, you know, maybe buy some food in some different places that you hadn't in the past?
Last week, I had to get jumbo lump or colossal crab meat for our crab cakes at the fish market. I had to source it from a seafood company in Maryland. The entire state of Georgia, did not have lump crab meat. I mean, we exhausted every company we buy food from, and nobody had lump crab meat. So I had to call my uncle in Baltimore. That's where Maryland crab cakes are famous. And I told him, you guys have to have crab meat. There's no way you're out of crab meat. Long story short, even that was tight, but he made it happen. So we shipped crab meat from Maryland to get it here.
Well, you know, Dan, some of the statistics are staggering. 200,000 restaurants have bit the dust, an estimated loss of $25 billion in sales, and more than 3 million jobs in the industry. Yeah, you can't even get supplies, like you said. It's very difficult. Gus, you couldn't ever have imagined a challenge like this in your career, I'm sure.
I've never seen anything like it. We've been blessed. We've been busy. I want to definitely thank the community for supporting us. And we'll find solutions to any problem. I believe there's always a solution to any problem. Sometimes you just got to think out of the box. Right. And just keep going.
What are some of those things you have done to think outside of the box? I mean, I know a little bit because I eat at all your restaurants, but I'll let you answer this.
Well, like I said before, Mary, the diner's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. There is no lock on the door. So, you know, the beginning of the pandemic, well, we had to shut down the dining rooms. And, you know, I'm all for the safety of our customers and our employees, but we still had to keep the place going. So we put a drive-thru in. A 24-hour drive-through that serves anything you want on the menu 24 hours a day. And we had to do that rather quickly so we can keep things flowing.
I've heard that's a pretty big line every day, too.
It was not as difficult in the beginning because your dining room is closed. Now that we've reopened and the dining room, thank God, has gotten busier, almost back to normal, now you have the additional drive-through to take care of. But, you know, just a little extra running around, that's all.
You know, I also noticed, too, over by me, the fish market, it looks like you've taken lunches off from Monday through Friday. I noticed that the other day.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice something. So they're like, there's a little shortage of employees. I'm not quite sure why, but we, you know, figure out a solution to that problem. We open 4 o'clock Monday through Friday. So we still have, you know, our dinners going, and then Saturday and Sunday all day. So that kind of makes it a little bit easier to staff the place. You don't want to sacrifice any service. So I'd rather sacrifice a little bit less hours and be able to accommodate the customer and give them the experience they're used to.
Well, I think we might know some of the reasons why we can't get employees. And it's really across the board, whether it's garage doors or restaurants or anything else. If you're paying people to stay at home and they're making as much money, it's going to be hard to get them to come work. So hopefully we've gotten past that, and maybe we can all get some more employees.
I don't know, Dan, but I can assure you that if you're working at one of our restaurants, you're going to be making more money to work.
But, well, hopefully
but either way, I mean, we just keep going.
Well, you've had a streamlined efficiency and while maintaining effectiveness. I mean, I'm sure it's been quite a learning process.
Well, the number one thing I focused on is, you know, definitely to keep our chefs and make sure that the servers at the time were being compensated. But we don't want to lose the chefs. So I kept them busy by donating food to the hospitals, supporting our frontline workers in the very challenging, tough times in the beginning. And it's still obviously going on. So we also did a couple of free, when we opened the drive-thru, when we launched the Marietta Diner drive-thru, we did a couple days of free food, just like I said, to give back to the community, kind of cheer people up and keep the food coming out of the kitchen so we don't.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting the way it all ends up. I go up and down 41, Dan, as I know you probably do too. The dining rooms, now that it's open again, the dining room, it's always crowded, the Marietta Diner, like it always was. But still, now they got the drive-through is just as busy as it was when the dining room was closed. That's amazing, Gus.
That's one thing I wasn't anticipating. Honestly, I mean, sometimes I think it was a genius idea. Sometimes I'm wondering, what am I doing?
Oh, my goodness.
I had heard that. I mean, I haven't even seen it. That news has traveled fast. I've had some people that went over there and just said they couldn't believe how packed you were inside and in the drive-through line.
Well, I think it just gives another option to the customer. I also think it's a different type of customer. I mean, people come in their pajamas at midnight, 1 o'clock at the Munchies. They don't feel like coming in. So you could just pull up and get what you want, and you don't have to come inside. You got your strawberry cheesecake and, you know, your breakfast special or surf and turf, whatever you want, fried seafood combo.
How's the rest of the family doing? I know you got your mom and your dad involved in the business too, and some cousins. And
I mean, I'm glad I have a pretty good sized family, because for a while they were the main employees in the restaurants. You know, but staff is mostly back now.
Good.
But at for a while we had the family hands on.
I was at the Marietta Fish Market the other day, and it seemed like things were doing good. I saw you had your son George there. He was happy. What a great kid, great personality. Have you met his son George? He's a junior at Lasseter, and he's quite an incredible young man. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That's all I can say.
He's like the utility player. Wherever we need him. You know, all special teams, defense, offense.
Well, he certainly learned the business from the ground up, doesn't he?
He asks me, where do you want me today? What am I doing? 1 minute he's managing with a tie on. The next minute he's washing dishes. Great kid.
What great training, though. I mean, that's better than an MBA, huh, Dan?
Yeah, listen, and I'll tell you what, you guys have always been a lifesaver for me having young kids with your drive through at Euro Village. That is our money go-to place right there. We are there probably once a week at least.
Thank you.
What's the plans for the future? I know you're retooling the Cherokee Cattle Company, you might be doing something different with that in the future.
Yeah, that's the only restaurant that hasn't reopened yet. Mm-hmm. Since they all closed down back in March 2020. I figured it was a great opportunity to take to remodel and renovate the restaurant. It's been there 40 years.
Right.
It's the only restaurant that I bought existing that was operating. Mm-hmm. Great place. The food is amazing. But the look was getting kind of tired. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't just reopen all six restaurants at the same time because they weren't opened at the same time. So that's the last one we're working on, giving it a brand new look, same great food, just a nice new fresh look.
Great. Well, we're up against a break here, Dan, already. But for those of you just joining us, you're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news talk and the home of Fox News Radio. We're here with Gus Selyus of the Marietta Family Restaurant Group. We're going to be back with more information about what's happening in the restaurant industry right here in your hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be back after this break.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and I want to remind those of you listening, join us every Saturday morning at 9. And you can also not only hear us on Extra 106.3 FM, but we're simulcast on 12:30 a.m. You can definitely download the Extra 106.3 app on your smartphone and listen to the station stream 24 hours a day. So we also have podcasts, right, Dan?
We do, and I think the great thing about those podcasts, if you're in the market, whatever you're in the market for, you can get back on there and find the expert and get some really good information to make a good buying decision.
Absolutely. We have the podcast out on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can also go to the Extra 106.3 website, as you know, Dan, and see any of our past shows. So let's say somebody says something to you a week ago and say, I was listening to Gus with the Married a Family Restaurant Group. What a great radio show it was. Oh, son of a gun, I wish I would have heard that. Hey, don't fret. You can go back to the Extra 106.3 website, click down the menu, all Four Seasons Home Show, and listen to any of our past shows. So they're always going to be on there. They're not going to go anywhere. So like Dan said, if you want a particular topic, you never know. We're going to have a plumber on here one week, a chiropractor the next week, a health club, a restaurant expert. We have all topics here on the All Four Seasons Home Show looking to make your life easier. So we're going to get back with our guest. If you're just joining us, we're here with Mr. Gus Selyus, who is the owner and operator of the Marietta Restaurant, the Marietta Family Restaurant Group. And if you don't know his restaurants, if you don't know who I'm talking about, you know the Marietta Diner, you know the Marietta Fish Market, the Cherokee Cattle Company, Euro Village, Casa Grande, Pasta Bella, and his wonderful catering division, too. So, Gus, welcome back. We're in our second segment here, and I want to ask you, is the contactless ordering and delivery here to stay across the board in the restaurant industry?
Good question, Jim. I don't know. You know, I thought we would be pretty much through this by now, but it seems like it's going to be a lot longer than expected. So either way, I think it's great for restaurants to have an option either way. If you want to, if you feel more comfortable taking a to-go order, picking up through drive-through, if you want to, if you're tired of being stuck at home and you feel comfortable being vaccinated and coming out to eat.
Right.
Either way, I think restaurants should offer both options because I think it's going to be a lot longer than we expected, and we'll just no rush. We'll get through it.
Right.
With time.
You know, Jim, one thing, too, I've noticed, I mean, again, some of the employment problems we have, the worst I've found has been the fast food, you know, and then with the price increases, you know, you're paying $10 or $11 for a value meal. You go to Gus's place, go through a drive-thru and get a real meal, and you're just about at the same price. I think that's one thing.
For now, but we don't know, Dan. I mean, every week prices are, things, different items. It's very interesting. Different items are spiking at different times. So, you know, usually restaurants, diners, sports bars, chicken wings, for example, buffalo wings used to be one of the, hottest items and profitable items in a restaurant. And a few months ago, I realized it actually, it's one of the most expensive items. So you just don't know. You got to stay on top of your game. And it's unfortunate because it'd be nice for the customers to know on the back end what we're looking at. But, most people have experience. They go to the supermarket. They see what things are going up and down. And, well, not much going down, but most things going up and some of them significantly. I don't know why. Everything is explained that has to do with the pandemic. Either way, we can't just we gotta let the consumer know and the customer know that there is some challenging issues behind the scenes.
Well, ordering's a chess game every week because you want to order the right things at the right price. You don't want waste. You can't waste. It's going to cut.
We don't have
your
waste.
Margins.
That's not an issue. Yeah. We don't have waste. The challenging problem is to get enough product, which is like I said earlier in the first segment. It's the opposite challenge. We used to have the companies begging us to give. To give them bigger orders.
Right.
Now they're actually telling us to make the order smaller, or we can't, provide you with 100 cases of French fries. We can provide you with 50. So then we have to go find the rest somewhere else. It's just kind of strange.
Well, we're talking about the restaurants. I imagine, Dan, it drastically impacted his catering company, too, for people who want so much of this, so much of that for the wedding, for the party, for the baptism, whatever. Right, Gus?
Well, I can assure you that we haven't cut down how much food we're selling. We make it happen. It's just a little more difficult, and we figure it out. We don't if you want to do a catering order for 1,000 people, we don't tell you let's do it for 500. We'll tell you no problem, and we make it happen. But it,
God bless you. That's amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what. Early on, I would guess everything shut down. Right? Nobody wanted catering because nobody was having parties, and so. Now I bet you it's kind of moved the other way, right? Where the catering is actually probably bigger than it was before after kind of shutting down for a few months.
I personally feel like I've been on one of the craziest roller coaster rides in Disney. I mean, we go from back in early March in February 2020 to the couple of the busiest weeks I've ever seen to a complete halt, standstill, to slowly coming back to busyness now, crazy busy and trying to find more staff. So it's a roller coaster. It's interesting, but it keeps you. I'm glad I love what I do. Put it that way.
Well, it's hard to predict this stuff, that's for sure, right now. I mean, listen, me being a business owner too, I mean, when you're trying to plan out what's going to happen in 6 months, you know, you're, as a business owner, you're always trying to grow and you're trying to, you know, foresee what's going on, and you got to be good at hiring, right? You got to hire the right people and train them and do all those things. But when you don't know what's coming next, it's really hard. It gets you, you know, a little bit cautious on doing some of the hiring or some of the expansions or things like that, because you don't know what's coming.
True. Nobody knows. Just take it one day at a time.
Well, service has always been a hallmark with the Marietta Family Restaurant Group. You are a real you're on your people. Stickler, absolutely. To have great service. People know they're going to get great service. The people are going to be trained, your employees, and it's your service is beyond reproach. But with all the changes in the new normal and the decrease in the labor force, you see automation becoming a priority with McDonald's putting the kiosk in the automation. Do you see automation helping you, or are you going to be making any changes, or is it going to evolve, or are you going to be able to keep the same kind of one-on-one personal service that your organization's always had?
You just got to come up with creative ways to take care of the customer. The number one priority is always the customer. So, for example, you give them different options. I came up with a system a couple of months ago. I call it the Dine-In Express. So there's a small section at the diner. If we're a little short staffed, that you can give the customer the option instead of waiting for a table. For example, you can go through the takeout room, place your order, then you get sat, and your food gets delivered. So that, in essence, can one server can take more orders, and the food runners can bring the food. It's almost like a fast casual experience. But it's the same food coming out even faster than it did before. You just don't have the server approaching your table and greeting you. But those, you know, several times customers say, no, I'll wait for the regular full service. No problem. I mean, as long as you give customers more of an option and you don't sacrifice service or food doing that, mm-hmm. I think we'll get through it.
Well, that's a challenge with all the changes and restrictions. Retaining customer loyalty is always firsthand every day, right? You got to keep. You don't want them to get frustrated and start going through the drive-thru at someplace else, right?
Well, I think as being a local business owner, as a community, it's good to just support each other. So
absolutely.
It's a two-way street. And like I said earlier, during the shutdown, I felt that it was the need to give back to the community after being in business for 27 years. So we, like I said before, we gave a couple of days of free food, no charge, free food through the drive-thru. We gave thousands of meals donated to the hospitals. And, you know, I just want to thank our community, thank our customers for supporting us, because I see, you know, all the years they've supported us, I give back. Dining rooms reopen, we get busy again. So it's like we're, you know, a community, you know, really, really bonded together. And I just want to thank all our customers for supporting us.
Well, you reap what you sow, right, Dan? And, you know, you see so many restaurants are gone or just limping. And Gus's restaurants seem to be thriving and surviving and doing well and coming back. And I think the contributions that he's made by doing the right things with the right reasons obviously are paying off.
Well, I agree. I mean, that's absolutely true. And if you're loyal to your customers, right, they're going to be loyal to you. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are cliches, but, right, I mean, you got to serve that food to people every time. It's got to be good, because they might never come back if it's not. So, and I know Gus goes to... At least you used to go to every single restaurant every day and just taste your food. I mean,
it's a tough job. Quality control is very tough. I mean, if you're not careful, you can gain a lot of weight real quick. So, and I'm not even kidding. I mean, I say it to customers sometimes. They think it's a joke, but I'm being serious. How much food can you possibly eat all day? But I just, you know, I eat a little bit less more often. But you got to be real careful in this business.
I remember one time hearing you say, I don't know if it was on one of the cooking shows you were on or where it was at, but you were talking about how it's important for you to make sure that you're continuously tasting food that goes out, because that's the only way you can know if the quality is staying consistent.
That That goes back to what I'm saying. It's true. It's a very tough job.
But you stay nice and trim and good shape here.
I eat standing up, and then I run like from one restaurant to the other. But it is, all joking aside, you have to taste the product. A lot of times people get caught up in all the stress in the restaurant business. I'm talking about, you know, owners or managers. They get caught up in, because there's a lot of stress behind the scenes.
Sure.
But the bottom line is you got to make sure the food is good. Not good, amazing. Like something that you want to come back for.
Right.
And I was supposed to bring some spanakopita, some spinach pie today, but I was running late, so
but
I apologize.
Let me tell you something. You brought better than spanakopita. You brought your lovely wife, Serena's here. She's in the studio with us. Serena, welcome. She's not participating in the interview, but she's here. And keeping an eye on Gus, making sure he says the right things, right?
It was either bringing spinach pie for you or my wife to keep me company. So
there you go.
Well, I'm glad you
brought her. And, why don't you talk a little bit about your individual restaurants? Go ahead and let's go ahead and start with the Marietta Diner for people that I'm sure they've heard of it. They've driven by. Maybe they haven't been there. It's hard for me to believe. But let's take each restaurant and give them a little profile, and let's talk about what it is, the cuisine, and what's different, where it's located, that type of thing.
So you want me to talk about each individual restaurant?
Each individual restaurant, yes.
How much time do we have?
We have plenty of time for you, Gus.
I'll do the quick rundown as fast as possible. Marietta Diners, 24 hours. I've been there since 1995, 7 days a week, every day of the year. Pretty much serves anything and anything you desire, 24 hours a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, desserts, and our goal is to make sure whatever you get at any time of the day, it's always consistently good.
And it's so beautiful what you the investment you've made in the building and the lighting and the neon and all that. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it was a closed down Village Inn pizzeria when I took over.
It's hard to believe.
And wow. Started with a few used tables and chairs and some beat up equipment. And with back in the day when we had the checkbooks in our pocket, take the order by hand, call it in, you know, like on the movies. And over the time, you just, I feel like you always need to give back, put into your restaurant. As the customers are coming in, as you're growing, you know, always improve, always try to improve. I never stop trying to improve. Pasta Bella was a second restaurant. It's Italian. Hand-tossed pizza, New York style, pastas, garlic rolls, complimentary sausage and peppers when you sit down. That's been in business 20 years now. We have the third one was Cherokee Cattle. Yes,
hold on just a second, sure. Just so people know. The Marietta Diner, of course, is right on 41, right there up the street from the Big Chicken. Now, where's Pasta Bella located? Just for people.
All six restaurants are in Marietta.
Okay.
Pasta Bella's on Austell Road.
Okay.
And they're all in, so if you're in Marietta, you're not going to go hungry ever.
And then we got the Cherokee Cattle.
Cattle Company. It's been in business 4 years. That's the one that's under construction now. We're going to give it a whole new look. And I think over the years people didn't realize how good the barbecue was there also. Mm-hmm. So it's going to change the name a little bit to Cherokee Steak and Barbecue. And we have amazing prime rib. We got this steak called the Luau. Called the Western Luau, which is a Hawaiian marinated ribeye with pineapple, soy, ginger, cooked on mesquite wood. I keep telling the contractors, can you hurry up because I want my luau back. I'm craving it.
Guess you have no mercy on a fat man right now, do you, talking like that to me? My God.
So we also, you know, we also have barbecue ribs, French onion soup, some pretty cool homemade dressings, house honey, hot bacon honey ranch. Really amazing cheese toast with your salad. The list goes on.
And the desserts too, right?
Every restaurant's desserts, like my credit card. I never leave home without
and
them.
The Cherokee Cattle Company has plenty of seating and plenty of easy parking, right?
Yes, yes.
No problem with the parking.
The new look is going to be amazing. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Do you have a tentative date or would you rather not go there right now?
As soon as possible. I want the luau.
Oh, great. Big blowout, grand opening?
Of course.
Good,
first couple nights, always free.
Okay. Practice. Next restaurant?
Let's go with Euro Village. Dan is a regular there, right down the road from the house. That's the way that restaurant. That's how I convinced my wife. It's close to the house. I told her you don't have to cook as much. Pull up in the drive-through, get baked Greek chicken, homemade moussaka, chicken souvlaki.
Yeah, this isn't just a Euro place. It's called Euro Village, but this is a full service Greek restaurant with Greek dinners, and it's right. It's just not a Euro place.
No, this we have chefs that they're not just making sandwiches and salads. You have chefs that come in the morning. They make the Greek lemon soup, lentil soup. They make baked lamb with lemon potatoes. They make the baked Greek chicken. Like I said before, spinach pie, pasticho, moussaka, everything is homemade. The gyros that we make there, they're actually made in-house, hand-stacked on the machine. You know, each layer is sliced, stacked, and seasoned, and then roasted.
And there's actually three different style of gyros, right?
Yeah, we got the authentic gyro, which is the real gyro. A lot of people get confused. It's, they think it's beef and lamb, but actually it's authentic gyro. When you go to Greece, it's made out of, it's pork. Mm-hmm. So that we call it the authentic gyro. And then we have the chicken gyro that's also made in-house. And then we have the traditional gyro that we're all used to. It looks like a meatloaf cone.
Right.
They're all delicious. I can't tell you which one's better than the other.
Just what and you have the desserts there too, right?
Go more Greek-style desserts there. The galaktoburiko.
Yeah.
The Greek custard one.
Right,
we have baklava cheesecake, Greek wedding cookies.
You have a very successful drive-thru there too if people don't want to sit down, right?
That's what another reason inspired me to put a drive-thru at the diner during the pandemic, because Euro Village actually got a lot busier through the drive-thru, because it's real food through a drive-thru, which is not fast food. Yeah. You know, it's like real homemade cooked food through a drive-thru.
And you have beautiful outdoor seating there at Euro Village. If somebody wants to be outside, right?
We want to make you feel like you're in Greece.
Right.
It's the fastest way to Greece without a passport, without traveling. Just go to Euro Village, and you got the Greek music playing.
Right.
You got the patio with the blue tables and the rock floor. You feel like you're in Mykonos.
Right. You got Panayoti there, right?
You got a couple of Greek managers. I actually got a sign, a couple of signs in the restaurant. It's a disclaimer. If you hear any plates breaking or Greeks screaming, it's normal. Normal part of business.
Exactly. Next restaurant?
Casa Grande.
Yes.
Mexican Bar and Grill. That's on the East-West Connector. We take great pride in giving quality food, like steak fajitas. You know, you actually know what you're eating. Tableside guacamole. We have a big machine that makes homemade tortillas when you come in.
Wow.
So, we don't buy the tortillas. We make them there. And obviously, you got to have great margaritas.
Yeah, and Atlanta loves Mexican food.
I noticed that. So that's another reason why I
put even though there's a lot of Mexican restaurants, they're not all the best restaurants.
There wasn't one there. I'm not knocking any other Mexican restaurant. The restaurant industry in general, we're one family, and not only I want to thank the customers for supporting my restaurants, but all restaurants in general.
Absolutely. So we've covered them all, right?
Did we miss one? Cherokee
Fish Market.
Fish Market.
How could we forget about that?
Jim.
I don't know.
Maryland Crab Lake. Maryland Crab Cakes. Alaskan King Crab Legs. We got obviously, all type of fried seafood, which always tastes awesome. Live lobsters on Monday. We've had that special since we've opened 15 years now. Live lobsters every Monday. Seafood gumbo. The soups are made in-house. The stuffings. Everything's cooked to order. Got sauteed seafood jambalaya, seafood paella. The list goes on. That's why the kitchen's that big, because the menu's big.
And again, big dining room, plenty of seating, plenty of easy parking right on Canton Road. And what is the main feature that everybody loves to see when they come to the Meredith Fish Market?
Back in 2015, we ordered this beautiful tank that was shown on the show, Tanked.
Yes.
They go in and they built aquariums. They put it right in the middle of the restaurant. It's a lighthouse. It's beautiful. It's when you wait for your table, you got a little bit of an ambience with the fish behind you. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. You've seen it. You've seen the aquarium.
Yeah, listen, this is another one of my favorites. It's pretty close to my house. And I think what people need to know that are listening, if they're not Greek, what they need to realize about Greek people, they love their food. And their menus are huge. And I think
the portions are big.
The portions are
big.
Nobody
leaves hungry, Dan.
The desserts are not only delicious, but can feed an entire family with one slice. I mean, these are things that I learned through Jim. It seems like everybody that's Greek is in the food industry, or their brother is, or somebody else.
Jim's our number one fan.
Well,
I have ate a lot of good Greek food.
All the things you mentioned about Greek restaurants, Greek food, and all that, everything is true. But there's one important ingredient, and Gus will talk to it. Tell Dan and our audience about philotimo that goes with the restaurant business, the hospitality, the the love, the passion, the service.
I mean, when we talk to, I tell the managers, when you hire a server or when we train our employees, we don't train them to be robots. We want you to be yourself. We want you to just bottom line understand that the customers are guests in our home and you can take care of them any way you want, whatever your personality is. I mean, I got a guy who's from Alabama, very southern accent, sings amazing. He'll sing to you through the drive-thru. He'll sing to you at your table. I got my dad. If you got a birthday, he'll start just throwing plates in the middle of the diner like it's a Greek tradition as a celebration. And I turn around and I'm like, how am I going to train my dad, you know, to not do that?
You can't train your parents.
Your dad doesn't listen to you, does he?
No.
He does it's not what easy. He wants to do.
It's not easy.
Papa George.
It's not easy raising parents, I'm telling you. But anyway, I mean, the bottom line is the hospitality is yeah. huge. It's not... We don't want our servers to go to a table and just follow a protocol, you know, sell you wine or sell you this. Right. Just be yourself. Right. Make the customer feel they're number one because they are number one.
Yeah, great. Well, we're coming up on a break, but real quick, you have alcohol at these restaurants, right? Beer, wine, liquor, or what? Tell us.
Casa Grande has full bar, and Fish Market has full bar, and Cherokee. Steak and barbecue will have a full bar.
Beautiful bar at the Marina Fish Market.
Yes.
If you just want to come in a lounge and have a drink and...
Shrimp cocktail, just a little appetizer, crab cakes and a cocktail. Right. It's perfect. Perfect.
Fantastic. Well, you were up against a break, Dan. I tell you what, I love the way he went through all the restaurants.
I'm ready to eat. I'm
ready to eat too.
I don't know how we're going to make it through this last segment.
I don't know. But for those of you just joining us, we are here with one of Atlanta's restaurant royalty, Mr. Gus Selyus of the Marietta Family Restaurant Group, talking about his restaurants and how the pandemic has affected the restaurant industry. We're going to be back with Gus in just a minute, so don't go away. You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show right on Extra 106.3. We'll be right back.
Marketing is everywhere, from the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone. We are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we've had a very tantalizing, delicious, delectable type segment this week with Gus Selyus of the Marietta Family Restaurant Group, and talking about all his restaurants and also giving us some very personal insight as to how the pandemic, the new normal, has affected the restaurant industry. Right, Dan?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been something else watching these restaurants after, you know, shutting down for how long. And then, you know, I feel like Atlanta, we got back maybe a little bit earlier than a lot of the country. We were allowed to open up a little earlier and then maybe get the carry out stuff. And Gus, I know you did a great job with all the carry outs and being creative. And that's what a good business owner does.
Well, you know, it's a little bit, you take a little risk. Honestly, I thought that it might be the end of the hospitality restaurant industry at when everything shut down. So that's another reason why we offered free food, just to see if the customers are still out there. And it was, you know, inspiring to see how thankful everybody was to come in and through the drive-thru and get free food. But we also took the opportunity to renovate the restaurants, freshen them up while we were closed. Like, the diner's never closed. I've never seen the dining room empty. Mm-hmm. So we changed the floor, new booths, new tables. Just took the opportunity to freshen things up, hoping that we'd be back, and I'm glad we are.
Well, I asked you at the beginning of the show, what is your secret for being successful in a very tough industry, the restaurant business, with such a high mortality rate? You said there is no secret. You're staying on top of this. There's a lot of moving parts. But you know what? I'm going to tell you what I think your secret is. Your positive attitude, your enthusiasm and your passion, because you just get hit with something that was like once, maybe twice in the history of the country, we had a pandemic like this. And instead of getting negative, instead of being beat, instead of focusing on the problems, Dan, he focused on solutions.
That's what you need to
and
do.
And because he focused on solutions, he adapted, he improvised, he bobbed and weaved, and he makes things happen, and that's why he's successful. I think that's the secret to the Marietta Family Restaurant Group.
Listen, you can complain all you want, but it's not going to do any good. Nobody's going to listen to you. Nobody cares.
I think it's the food, Jim. Sorry. Yeah. I think it's the food. I think the food has to be like amazing. That's the number one secret, which is not a secret. Everybody knows that in the restaurant business. You know, you have your favorite places where you go. Mm-hmm. And if the food's not good, it doesn't really matter how much of a nice guy I am. It helps.
And the service.
And I love what I do.
People are hung up on good service. If they don't get good service, they cop an attitude right off the bat, Gus, right?
Remember we talked about the quality control,
right?
Tasting the food. Service, of course, absolutely number one, just as important as food. You have to have both. So you just work on that every day, and you can never be content because you're only as good as your last meal. So, you know, customer could be eating there for eating at one of your restaurants for years already, any restaurant, and then all of a sudden you have a bad meal, God forbid, you wonder what happened to the restaurant. You know, that's
you might wait 2 months to go back, right? Or they miss at least, you know, even before you can make them happy again, right? I missed them two or three times.
Think about it. You know, you come in as a customer and you have, we have about 10 to 15 minutes to execute, to take care of what you ordered. We don't know what you're going to order, right? Now you got a full house. And you have, let's say a couple hundred people at the same time, and they're all ordering different things because everybody likes things, you know, cooked differently, medium rare, medium well, baked potato, French fries, breakfast, whatever. I mean, the whole bottom line is that you need to be able to execute that with all these moving parts, with all the, you know, the workers. It's not like, you know, you go buy a car, it's a car sitting there. It could take you a couple of hours. You can negotiate it. You don't want it. You go somewhere else. You got to get out a meal in 10, 15 minutes, and you got to get out a lot of them at the same time and make sure. I mean, that's the bottom line if you think about the restaurant business. It's not, everything's got to happen fast, and it has to be perfect. Because if it's not, that affects how you feel about the place.
It's like a house of cards, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah.
All those things matter. I mean, if even one of them's missing, you got a problem.
It's like a production line, if you think about it. Yeah. Restaurant business is like a production line. We are producing what the customer's ordering within 10 to 15 minutes, which, you know, you asked me earlier about catering. Catering is to me, is a lot easier because you take a catering order, no matter how many people it is, but you know what the customer wants. You've discussed it with them. You've sat down. You've showed them everything. And you have whatever, sometimes a week, 2 weeks. A year, you know, you have so much time to prepare for the event. So we do, you know, we push that, the catering part of our business too, because we have such a variety. You can get whatever you want. You can mix and match from each of the restaurants. You want a Mexican cuisine, you want Greek, you want fish, whatever you want. And like I said, think about it. You have time to prepare for that as a catering manager to set up how many servers you want.
You know, because of your tremendous success here in Metro Atlanta in the restaurant business, you've become a sought-after personality with TV shows, the news media. Touch real quick on some of the national shows you've been on, some of the local shows you've been on. I know you were with Steak. You know Steak, Dan. He was on Atlanta Eats. All his restaurants were featured. And what's the guy, Bud's Burgers or Biff's Burgers? Or Burgers with Buck. Gus had a burger on there.
No, I think it had
a heart and lungs.
Let me
in
tell
it.
You Buck came to Cherokee Cattle to do a segment over the burgers with Buck, and I don't mean any disrespect to Buck, but I didn't know anything about the show.
Right.
So he says we can, you know, you got to feature a burger, a special burger, one burger that you specialize in.
Right.
So I said, Buck, we don't specialize in any one thing. Everything we do, we try to be specialized in. So anyway. Before you know it, there was 14 different burgers on the table.
I saw the show.
And he's like, I can't possibly talk about all 14. We're not going to make it. So I said, then pick two of your favorites. So it was kind of, he still laughs about it because it's supposed to be one burger, one special burger. And I filled up the table with different burgers, Tennessee burger, fried mac and cheeseburger, pastrami
burger.
You're
very creative.
He still cracks up about it.
You were featured on Tanked.
We were featured on Tank for the aquarium that they built for the fish market. The way I sold them on that is they told me, you know, I told them usually you do baseball players or famous actors' homes.
Mm-hmm.
I said if you come put the aquarium in our restaurant, then people can come look at your tank, and enjoy great food at the same time.
Right.
We can't go to, you know, Shaquille O'Neal's house and see the tank. They've
right.
done two there. You see on TV. I'd love to go see it in person, but if you do it at the restaurant, you can.
You run Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives several times.
We actually, I've been on that show three times, and they actually did a special takeout edition virtual during the pandemic. You know, Guy Fieri, he's one of a kind. Even though, you know, he couldn't go to the restaurants and keep filming, so he figured out a way that we ship him the food, we ship him the product, and he cooks it at his outdoor kitchen at his home in California. Since he was in quarantine, I shipped cases of food. I sent him cases of shrimp, cases of scallops, cases of steaks. That was a pretty cool show. We did that in September 2020 during the right. pandemic.
And, of course, the local news stations and all, you've been on several times. They go to you for your opinion about things, right, and that type of thing. Get your
I mean, during the pandemic especially, yeah. it was yeah. like every other month, what are we doing? And I'm just trying to follow the guidelines and figure yeah. out how we can continue
right.
putting out the food. We even had yeah. Santa Claus there Christmas
yeah.
time
yeah.
coming through the drive-thru.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, we're at the end of our show, Gus, but if you have one message to our audience on what they need to know about the future of the restaurant industry and eating out and that type of thing here in Metro Atlanta, what would you say to your customers and also future customers that I'm sure are going to come by after they hear this show?
We appreciate all the support, and we appreciate all the continued support to not only my restaurants, but all restaurants, because many people, I mean, it's how many different recipes
right.
can you cook at home?
Right.
So,
right.
you know, eating out yeah. is always a great thing.
And how do they get a hold of you? How do they get
the best way to keep an eye on what we're doing is our Instagram, Marietta_diner, or the Facebook or the websites. Social media nowadays. We post all new recipes,
great.
New dishes.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for coming. Dan, thank you. Dan Watkins, All Four Seasons Garage Entry Doors, making the All Four Seasons Home Show possible every week. Thank you very much. And it's been a very excellent show, hasn't it?
Let's go eat. I think we should go eat now,
Let's
Jim.
Go Let's eat now, and you'll come back later in the year, right?
Anytime.
Thank you very much,
I'll bring
Gus.
More food next time.
Have a great week, folks.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.